Good morning. Thank you for coming. Last night, investigators from the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, the Champaign Police Department, and the University of Illinois Police Department, working in conjunction with the State's Attorney's Office, arrested two individuals in connection with the murder of Vincent Mundo. The University Police investigators and the Champaign Police investigators had already developed substantial information concerning Mr. Mundo because of his disappearance. His friends and acquaintances were interviewed last week. After Mr. Mundo's body was discovered and then identified last night, our investigators, along with CPD and U of I PD, used that information and ended up re-interviewing a Daniel Gonzalez. He made various admissions. After that, various search warrants were obtained, and a Reginald Scott was also questioned and made various admissions. We have recovered Mr. Mundo's vehicle. We have also seized a 2000 Plymouth Neon belonging to Mr. Gonzalez. Other items of potential evidentiary value have also been seized. The murder occurred as part of a pre-planned armed robbery of Mr. Mundo involving relatively small amounts of marijuana and cash. It occurred Sunday evening in Mr. Gonzalez's Neon while it was parked in the parking garage at Mr. Mundo's apartment building, which is located in the 300 block of East Chalmers in Champaign. Shortly after the murder, Gonzalez and Scott then took Mr. Mundo's body to the rural area northwest of Tolono. That would be near the intersection of 1000 E and 900 North. They removed his body from the vehicle and left it in a tree line. The handgun believed to have been used in the crime was recovered this morning. Both subjects are currently in the custody of the Sheriff's Office. They'll be arraigned by video at 1:30 this afternoon in courtroom F. The quick arrest and recovery of evidence was the result of tremendous cooperation and hard work by the investigators and the three police agencies. That's the Sheriff's Office, Champaign Police Department, and U of I Police Department, with the assistance of Julia Reitz, the State's Attorney's Office. The Coroner's Office worked on this, and the U.S. Marshals Service also helped make one of the arrests. I can't compliment the investigators enough for their hard work, for their tremendous cooperation, and the work that Champaign and the U of I did in working up the missing person was a tremendous asset in being able to solve this so quickly.